fucking will hide, like, you know. Where am I going to go? I'm going to go in the car and rev up the engine, right? I don't hear you. I have anything to do at the end of the show, just sort of, you know, go in the car and drive a block away. Okay, I'm coming back now. Anyone ever do that? No. I'll be the first. I played a show once, you know the Fleshtones, of course, right? Great band. The Fleshtones did a residency at a club in the East Village called Manitoba's, named for Handsome Dick Manitoba, yeah. The Dictators. Yeah, it was cool, and it's not around anymore, but they did a residency, and one of the nights, I was sort of their guest singer. They backed me up on a bunch of my songs, and I played on some of theirs. It was really fun. But they had this gimmick that night, so good. And they would often, if you've seen the Fleshtones, they sort of break the wall of the stage, and they get the audience, they wander around, they'll play all over the room. But on this particular night, they did the thing I thought was so amazing. They finished the show and came off the stage, and I should point out, their instruments were all wireless. So when they come off the stage, you're still hearing the guitar and the bass, and the drums are going through the audience. And they came to the audience, they're finishing songs, singing, sha-la-la, whatever Fleshtones song they were doing. Went out the front door of this East Village club, went outside, still playing, you can still hear it, got a cab, got in the cab, and they were gone. That was great, and they didn't come back. It was like, that, they meant it. Like, that was the greatest end to a set ever. They're New Yorkers, they know how to hail a cab. I'm so impressed. So I'm going to try that tonight. Can I hail a cab out here? We're going by, right? No? Not quite as cool. It's still going. That'd be cool, too. Like, to finish the set, just wait for it.
That's the best encore climbing
yet. Play one song. I don't know. That loop thing is dangerous. A little goes a long way. Anyway, any requests? Because I already
kind of have a new one.
Jet Airliner. Which one?
Jet Airliner. Yeah.
Those, right, exactly. I played it here. Man, that's right. My second show.
Awesome.
Did you like that?
Oh, yeah. So good.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. It was really fun. That whole series was great. I don't know if you know, but Linda and I, my wife and I, did a series of shows called The Impossible Tour earlier this year. And we played from our rehearsal room in Queens, but we did two shows a day as though we were doing one in Europe, a specific club, and one in the States. And we just chose our favorite European and American venues and mixed them all up, and we did a show here, right here. It's great. And we did Jet Airliner, which I guess I'm bluffing because I'm not sure if I could play it, you know. I can't do it. That'd be great, though. We learned all these covers, and I've forgotten them all by now. Well, maybe some. Maybe. I feel loved.
We pretty much all know all the words.
Nah. That was a good request. That was good. Which one? You're really going deep touch tonight. I can't do that. Okay. I gotta play something else, Charlie. That's a song by my new wave band in college called Suspects. I can almost do that one.
Like Mary?
That'll do.
Say, thank you, sir.
Yeah, somebody say, Steve doesn't know any of his songs. I don't know my song Jet Airliner. We were trying to think of, I mean, Madison groups, there obviously are a bunch, because I know that the Steve Miller group was from Milwaukee, I think.
We went to school
here.
For a while.
So we were okay.
Yeah. Just. It's cool.
Okay, it was cool then. There we go. Some of them were DZ. Right. It's by the Dream Syndicate, and it's a song that I started writing in 1983, around the time of Days of Wine and Roses, and then just sort of put it away and forgot about it for a long time, and then finished it 25 years later. And that's a long time to wait to finish a song, end up on one of our records. I saw, I'm guessing a lot of you did as well, that Paul McCartney, Rick Rubin thing. Paul McCartney 3-2-1. It's really great. If you haven't seen it, it's just the two of them listening back to Beatles multi-tracks and highlighting different things and talking about them. It's a great series. And if you watch and you're a Beatles nut, as I am, everyone found their favorite little tidbit they picked up on. The one I liked that Paul McCartney said, I'm going to believe him because he's Paul McCartney, he said he and John never started a song they didn't finish. Wow. I don't know how many songwriters can claim that. I can't. So, well, I did finish this one. It just took 25 years.